1 year. Can you believe it? We have had an extraordinary year. Do you remember this moment? Once again, following up on the deadly attack that the Taliban unfortunately has committed today. Once again, the Afghan intelligence base being bombed. Let's give a moment of silence to those who were injured or who died in this sudden, terrible attack. We've been through interviews, name changes, announcements, and so much more. With this entire show today, we're going to be looking back on some of our most memorable moments. Also, we have some very unfortunate news. We have lost our new sponsor, Flipboard. Anchor has reached out to us and said that they will reach back out to us when we get another sponsor for the Jeremiah Patterson Show. Also, here is this moment of our first ever episode of the Jeremiah Patterson Show on July 19th, this day, 1 year ago. Hello, everyone. This is my daily political podcast with Jeremiah Patterson. Okay, so let's get started. First, I would like to talk to you guys about Trump and Putin on the Time magazine.
All right, guys, we're going to take one quick break from our sponsor, Anchor, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. We're going to be looking back on some of our most memorable moments. Here it is.
And get excited, everyone, because it's a special TJPS story of the day. Get excited, everyone. 50 fun kindness ideas to celebrate Random Acts of Kindness Day. RandomActsOfKindness.org says, quote, pay it backward. Buy coffee for the person behind you in line. Compliment the first three people you talk to today. Send a positive text message to five different people right now. Post inspirational sticky notes around your neighborhood, office, school, etc., etc. Tell someone they dropped a dollar even though they didn't. Then give them a dollar. Donate old towels or blankets to an animal shelter. Say hi to the person next to you on the elevator. Surprise a neighbor with freshly baked cookies or treats. Let someone go in front of you in line who only has been waiting a few minutes. Leave a gas gift card at a gas pump. Throw a party to celebrate someone just for being who they are, which is awesome. Have a LinkedIn account. Write a recommendation for coworker or connection. Leave quarters at the laundromat. Encounter someone in customer service who is especially kind. Hello, everyone. This is a TJPS special report. This is a prolonged episode. The Jeremiah Patterson Show presents the I word. So the I word is something that is talked about a lot. For those of you wondering what the I word is, it's impeachment. Should the president be impeached or should he not? Only three previous presidents in the past were impeached. Okay, what do you think about Attorney General Jeff Sessions?
Jeff Sessions?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think he's insane.
Mm-hmm.
He should not be Attorney General at all.
Hello, guys. This is Jeremiah Patterson, host of Political Highlight of the Day. And now I'm going to give you the quote of the day, which I'm now going to start doing at the end of every political podcast episode. Okay, so here is the quote of the day. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. That is a quote from Helen Keller. Thank you for listening in. Bye. Good evening, guys. Welcome back to Political Highlight of the Day. Are you ready for our Political Highlight of the Day? Here it goes.
Mike Pompeo testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today on behalf of diplomacy and national security. He did face some difficult questions today up on Capitol Hill.
Remember that? Remember when Trump was announcing John Kelly will be leaving at the beginning of the year? John Kelly's out. James Mattis is out. Who's out next?
Okay, guys, we're going to go all the way back. We're going to go back to the moment where Katie Turr was covering President Donald Trump. And she was asked, and excuse me, Donald Trump mentioned Russia meddling in the 2016 elections. He said, Russia, if you're listening, please hack Hillary Clinton's emails. Later, CNN reported that Trump meant that as a joke. But once again, Trump campaign members were actually quite serious about Russian help.
And welcome back. NBC News announces lineup of Democrats for each night of the first 2020 debate. NBC News on...
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of the Jeremiah Patterson Show. Today is Tuesday, June 4th, and I just want to report on something. President Donald Trump called his own party foolish, saying, quote, it would be foolish for Republicans to block Mexico tariffs.
Women have done so much for our country, including Harriet Tubman, who saved lots of slaves in the Underground Railroad. Susan B. Anthony, who inspired women that you can vote. You can vote. And they fought for their rights. Susan B. Anthony, I would love to meet her. An amazing, incredible woman. She fought for women's rights to vote, and women gained the right to vote. That was when Woodrow Wilson was president. Because they fought during the 1920s. Women have a lot of power. Women are doing something that is just incredible.
Hello, everyone. Today we're honoring the 6 victims who died in the devastating 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Today is February the 26th, 26 years after that terrible bombing. Welcome back. Another story of devastation coming out of Houston, Texas. So since I live here in Houston, my mom and I visited the apartment of slain 4-year-old Malia Davis. If you go to our YouTube channel, The Jeremiah Patterson Show, we have posted a video titled, In Honor of 4-year-old Malia Davis. When I asked an apartment employee if there would be a vigil, she got very emotional. One last thing before we officially leave podcast headquarters tonight. We're putting up a new blog tonight on the JFK assassination. Please read that blog. It'll be published soon tonight. The latest is 11:30 Central Standard Time. And welcome back after our quick 15-minute break there. 15-second, excuse me. I've been reading this book, The Girl with 7 Names. She escaped from North Korea. Her name is Hyun Seol Lee. She escaped from North Korea a couple of years ago. This book is amazing. Let me tell you, I just started reading the introduction and the prologue, and I can't imagine what chapters 1 through the rest will be like. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jeremiah Patterson Show. Starting off in good mood today, I hope everyone had a great Monday. And today is Monday, February 4th. So let's get started. Today, for day four of 28 days of February, today we are covering Harriet Tubman. Hello, everyone. I'm Jeremiah Patterson, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Patterson Show. Now, on this episode, I'll only be briefing you on three presidents because I promised you guys another presidential biography episode, but I did not get to that. So here's George Washington. George Washington, the nation's first president, born 1732 in Westmoreland County, Virginia. His years in office were from 1789 to 1797, two-term president. His vice president was John Adams, and his spouse was Martha Washington.
I know a lot might be going on here in the studio, but now it's time for Trumpet Cast. Guys, we'll be right back with our last note.
Hello, everyone listening to our podcast. I'm your host, Jeremiah Patterson, and this is the Jeremiah Patterson Show. And welcome to our Monday news coverage / Veterans Day coverage. So here we are. We have some breaking news that was just reported from NBC News just a couple of minutes ago. It says, quote, Democrat Kyrsten Sinema wins Arizona Senate race after nail-biter against Martha McSally. Sinema, who nearly defeated Republican Martha McSally.
Enjoy your day, and I'm not going to make this promise to you, but we'll try to be back tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of the Jeremiah Patterson Show. Stay safe out there, and God bless.
Bye, guys. That's our political highlight of the day. Thank you.
Enjoyed this, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. Share this episode with a friend and continue to gather political information. Thank you and have a great day.
One man can change everything. One person can change everything. But one moment can change history. We'll be right back.
A big thanks to everyone who listens to this podcast. We have had lots of incredibly amazing moments. Thanks to all of our guests and sponsors. We truly thank you all. Thanks to my beloved grandmother, Mimi, for inspiring me to do this. And thanks to my grandpa for bringing me into politics. And my cousin, Tiara, for giving me her old fifth grade book on presidential history, which got me interested in presidential history in the first place. I love all of you, and thanks for 1 year. One incredibly amazing, spectacular year. Also, we will be back next week with more presidential history, politics, and so much more. Keep listening, and God bless. Let's go for another year.